We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm host Leah Mattinson, and thank you so much for tuning in from wherever it is that you are listening on this beautiful planet. I'm just so excited to be here today to talk about the shenanigan fest that continues throughout the world and some of the things that you can do perhaps to master your life, especially in the area of emotional control, because Lord knows there's lots of things still going on that are causing people to lose their jobs, lose their income, lose their health. And so in today's episode, I want to focus in on some of those things and share with you the up and coming programs and interviews that we have on the schedule so that you can be sure to tune in and be ready to share with other like-minded folks. That said, some of the content that we record is not available on YouTube, so you need to come to the MasterYourLife.ca website, or you can check out the YouTube channel at MasterYourLife.ca. You can find all the links to all the social media connections at MasterYourLife.ca. So come to MasterYourLife.ca so that you can check out the latest episodes, that you won't miss any. And also so you can check out any special promotions and offers that might be there on the website. So that's MasterYourLife.ca. I want to start today's episode by talking about some of the censorship and banning that's going on in Canada. And I'm focusing in on Canada because it seems that everywhere in the world that's a Western developed nation, there's like testing going on to see just how much people are going to put up with. And the there's this thing where they're trying things in one country, and then if it sort of passes, it goes to another country and another country and another country. So currently in Canada, there's a big push to have by Health Canada, which is not the government in and of itself, but it is connected to the government, obviously. So Health Canada now has done a wonderful thing with the Prife International folks. So what we've been hearing is that they're going to shut down all nutraceuticals in Canada. That's what they're trying to do. So they're trying to shut down people being able to get their vitamins, and unless they're going to be prescribed through a physician. So this is really devastating news for everyone who has got affiliate programs with people who are purveyors of vitamins, for example, for naturopathic medicine doctors, for holistic practitioners. And there's millions and millions of people who take these supplements as part of their own personal health regimen. You know, so vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin B, all the vitamin B complexes, zinc, just all like kind of standard practice things that we take, multivitamins, fish oil, krill oil. I'm just thinking of all the things that people take, GABA, 5-HTP, ALA. And I mean, the list goes on and on, because if you think about the local nutraceutical shop, often they've got as much or more than the pharmacy. So what I love is that people are trying to be preventative in their healthcare, you know, or trying to address health issues when they're taking vitamins. And so what Health Canada is trying to do is to shut that down. And so check out in your own country if there is efforts in that regard, and then get in on, you know, trying to protest it in whatever way, shape, or form that you can. So write your MLA, write your MP, write whoever your leaders are, and tell them that you do not want this, because it means that not only will you not have nutraceuticals, but neither will you be able to get them for your family members. So if you're taking care of mom and dad, if you've got children that have got complex health issues, or you're trying to improve their health and wellness, you won't be able to actually get your hands on those supplements. This is not a new playbook, but it's something important for people to know, and just so frustrating, right? So somewhere between 100 and 125 years ago, I don't have the date in front of me, the Carnegies and Rockefellers bought up all of the medical schools, essentially, in the U.S., and they stopped allowing any frequency medicine. And pardon me if I've got my dates incorrect, but you guys can check that out yourselves pretty much easily doing a Google search. So frequency medicine was a thing that was available to lots of people in their hospitals when they went to see their regular GP. My mom talked about them having something called a diathermy machine in the hospital where she worked, and it was a frequency medicine machine. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was just missing, and nobody really knows where it went. But here we are now, flash forward to 2023, and there's been these beautiful frequency devices coming out, you know, for many decades now, all different kinds of things. So biofeedback, Genius Biofeedback, there's other AI solutions right now, or AO, and that's another where you can read yourself and actually get a schedule of how to treat the maladies that are going on with you. The iTeraCare therapy devices are one that we've talked about extensively on this podcast, because they're having such great, and we can't say anything about health improvements, but they're doing something to make people feel better. So I've been encouraging people to go over to the testimonial pages and all that stuff on Facebook. Also to connect with me at masteryourlife.ca, so I can point you in the right direction. But in that regard, this week, on August 1st, we received from Prife International a message that they are shutting down the back office on operations in Canada. So they're temporary delisting sale and sale suspension of the iTeraCare products in Canada. Prife aims to provide all necessary cooperation and compliance with local government regulatory bodies and authorities. Therefore, pursuant to the stop order, Canada will temporarily delist from our back offices and website. And all sales activities of the products to or within Canada will be temporarily suspended on the 1st of August, 2023. So there's, you know, more to the official statement. However, it says, there's more to this note, sorry, but it says an official statement will soon be released providing further details and clarifications regarding this temporary delisting and sale suspension. So this was on the 1st of August, and I'm doing the recording as of today's date, the 11th of August, and there's been no formal message from Prife International. And so the reason I'm sharing this with the worldwide audience is because these devices are available worldwide. And so if you want to think about that consequences of not being able to get a device, because I've had lots of people texting me going, well, how do we get one in Canada now? Like, you can't. You know, so you can't bring one across the border because it could get stopped going across the border. So really people in Canada can't have it. I mean, unless you have a friend or family member who is willing to ship it across the border at their own risk, that's one thing. Or if they purchase one and they come for a visit and deliver one to you, maybe you can have one then. But isn't this just something else, folks? Like, it's unbelievable to me, this the robbing of our ability to have tools of our own volition, our own choice, because we decide we want to have them in our house. Like, can you imagine if you had bought a massager 8 years ago or 10 years ago, and Health Canada or your health regulatory body in the country you live in saying, no, you can't have it. No, you can't have it. You can't get it. Because for no reason. There's no reason given at all. And so this is really heavy-handed. And so I guess I want to invite you all to consider, if you want one of these therapy devices, getting one before possibly they're censored in your country. And again, I can't order product for people who are in Canada, but we can order worldwide. So if you would like a therapy device or to know more about the therapy devices, you can still come to the masteryourlife.ca website and get more information there. And I can help you with your order and delivery in whatever country you live in. So again, I would just want you to be able to exercise your rights to have things in your home that are going to be potentially for your benefit, right? So that's enough about that. And I will update you as soon as, or if I have any updates about the iTeraCare therapy devices, because that was a shocker for me. Totally, totally a shocker. All right. So that means some pivoting and talking about other things now. But go to masteryourlife.ca website if you would like to find out more about how to get your therapy device in the country that you live in, and we can help facilitate that. Hopefully before, I hope you never get shut down in your country. That's what I hope. But we don't know what may or may not happen. So Master Your Life is all about preventative medicine, preventative help, preventative action, preventative everything. So that's what I want to say about that. Okay, so Canada, we also have this really heavy-handed censorship going on. So I want to say a big thank you to Johan from UK Health Radio for continuing to air Master Your Life. I've been on UK Health Radio for 6 years now, and it's just ridiculous what's going on in Canada with the censorship. I know it's ridiculous in many countries what's going on, but here, Canadian citizens cannot get any news, receive any news on Facebook. So any Canadian news is not accessible through Facebook. So that's just one sort of thing that's going on here. Like, it's just so mind-boggling, right? So I can't even believe it. Me either. But maybe that's going on in your country. I know that it's very, very heavy-handed. So we're lucky, fortunate, blessed to have UK Health Radio as a source for all things sort of on both sides of the aisle, right? So that, again, thank you, Johan, and the crew for doing all this hard work over the last decade to make the platform wonderful, and a wonderful place for people to get hopefully unbiased information about their health and well-being, whether that's spiritual help, financial help, physical help. You've got a plethora of wonderful podcasts playing, and hats off to the other podcasters who are participating and giving great information to their listeners. And thank you again for being censorship free on your platform, Johan. And thank you, UK Health Radio. So one of the things I love about summertime is the sun. And the freckle count this summer has gone way up, and I'm very grateful for that. I've been able to spend lots of time outside, and I went on a little holiday, and was able to go to one of the most beautiful places, I think, in Canada, which is Kelowna, BC, British Columbia, and to spend some time there, enjoying the beautiful weather and eating really delicious food, including meat and some beautiful vegetables. And but one of the things I was reminded of as I was on this holiday, and somebody was sharing with me that their son, who was quite young, had died of a heart attack in his sleep. And quite young, I think 40 years old. So that was a very big shocker for me. And I was looking around thinking, You know, maybe I spend a little too much time at home with the grandkids and I'm not out enough in the world to see just how many people are struggling with weight issues. But the reason for the heart attack was that there had been complications as a result of sleep apnea. And so this young man was very, very overweight. And, you know, if those of you who've tuned into very early podcasts, early days, Dr. Howard Rankin and I did a series on like good weight, normal weight, what causes weight issues, what are the side effects of, you know, being overweight. And we talked extensively just about the numbers of people that were struggling and are struggling still with weight. And, you know, you'd think it's just, the problem is just, well, you know, I just need to buy bigger clothing and then I'll lose the weight later. You know, it's kind of that would be the typical response you'd hear from people if they were overweight, and that it's just too late when you're dead, right? And so it's a sensitive subject, I know, because it's like once somebody is passed, it's a little too late to do anything about it then. But the other thing that was shared with me is that it's like this complex family issues, and that lots of people are, it's like once you have a members of the family that are overweight, there's often big groups of people that are overweight because that becomes kind of the norm. And we have really deteriorated our physical health in the last 20 or 30 years, just in the last two or three decades. So deterioration of our health leads to all kinds of terrible things. And what struck me, I was just listening to another interviewer talking about this destruction or deterioration of the body. And what they'd said was kind of profound to me, because it was just because it's en masse. So it's not one or two people now that have sort of complex health issues. It's not even 1 or 2% of the population that have complex health issues. It's a much, much larger group of people where that is actually becoming the norm. So just, you know, kind of winding the clock back a bit. If you can think of like 30 years ago, if you were, you know, alive on the planet at that time, what were people typically dying from? And even the IQ of people has changed in the last 20 years. So, and it's not going up, you know, so our IQ is diminishing, our physical health is diminishing, our satisfaction with life is diminishing. And it doesn't matter if you live in a beautiful place with the most gorgeous sun and you have the best food in the world. If you've lost a loved one because of overweight, obesity, sleep apnea, there's all kinds of, you know, diabetes, all kinds of other diseases that go along with this thing. And so I want to encourage people again to just think about, how would you like to look and feel? And we talk a lot about that on the show. How would you like to look and feel? You know, look at yourself and go, what is it that I would like for my life? And depending the age and the stage that you are of life, will really influence how you feel about your weight.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When my children were really young, I was over 100 pounds overweight, over what I am now. And again, I invite you to come to masteryourlife.ca to the website to see images and pictures of the before and after me. And just so that I had a dear friend say to me, you've got to talk about this more because people don't think you can maintain it. So there's lots of people who can take off weight. There's people who can take off 5 or 6 pounds, even 25 pounds. But to take off that amount of weight without gastric bypass or without like surgery and to keep it off for just about 25 years, she said that is unheard of and that people want to know what you do. Even though you think it's easy, Leah, you know, it's not easy. And so people want to know how, what's your tricks, what's your, and it's not tricks, it's like, but what is your secret to, first of all, losing the weight and then maintaining it and keeping it off for 25 years. And I want to share it with you because I don't want to experience somebody else who's lost a loved one because they're overweight. This is something that we actually can control. And you know what you find is that if you lose weight, that your brain function gets better too. And so depression goes away. Your ability to think is improved. Your early onset Parkinson's, those kinds of things, you can definitely reduce the symptoms and the severity of symptoms and the age of onset. So again, I was just so shocked about this young person dying and the dad being devastated about this. And of course he would be. And then, you know, as he looked around, realizing that he's got other children who are in the same boat and that, like what a horror to live with when you actually have somebody in your family who's died so young of something so preventable. You know, so I'm not sure what doctors are telling people when they go in to see them for doctor's appointments. I don't know if people are getting any kind of advice about health and wellness now, or if they're just being given, you know, instructions to go to the sleep clinic and get a mask. You know, so I'm not sure how much nutrition coaching or you could actually beat this coaching happens in the doctor's office. But I do remember what my experience was as a young girl, 16 years old and overweight and fighting with weight. And that my doctor put me on a drug called Ionomin, and I felt like I was on speed. And I guess it is speed, essentially. So that was when I was, I think, 16 years old. So 40 years ago, maybe like 39, 40 years ago. And as a result of being on that drug, I needed to go to counseling. So it didn't help me. Like I dropped weight fast, but I acted like a crazy person. So my parents thought I was using street drugs. And I have, you know, salt of the earth, good parents. And they were just looking at me like, where did this human being come from? So there was a real hijacking of my inner authority and a hijacking of my self. So my sense of self really changed in that time frame because I had no control. And if you've ever done, it's just like, I felt like I couldn't stop, you know, get up in the morning, go for a run, come in and eat like a tiny little bit, go for another run, go to school, you know, play some sports in the morning, play sports in the afternoon, do some music after classes, then go for, you know, a competitive sporting event, and then go home and run again. And that went on for about 6 weeks. And then it's like I needed counseling because I was just depleted in all ways. And my brain was scrambled, you know, so I can relate when people say, man, like there's some things on this weight loss journey that have been absolutely bananas, you know, so, and also, you know, all the clubs that we go to and have belonged to, and all the nutrition plans that we've followed or diets that we have followed that have actually put our body into worse shape than ever would have been a benefit. So low fat is one culprit that's just huge, huge, huge. Our bodies need fat to metabolize. They need fat to feel satisfied and full, and for all kinds of metabolic functions. So cutting out all the fat, it also creates a cascade of lots of other problems in the body. Again, you can go back to some of my interviews with Dr. Dave Hardy. We talked about this during some of those interviews, but just the crazy things that we do to try to lose weight that actually make us put on more weight after the fact. So again, I just want to invite you to come on over to the website, masteryourlife.ca, and there you will see a link for lots of different shopping options for you to help you with weight loss. And there will be a specific weight loss offering there. Now, I haven't done a weight loss offering in many years for multiple reasons, because I really didn't think what I was doing was that special. But my best friend of many, many years said, you've got to go and teach people what it is you know how to do. So on her advice, that's what I'm doing. So the first 8-week enrollment for the newyou.vip program will be starting immediately, and we will be running the first classes for people who enroll and pay the first week in September. So if you would like to find out more about that, then come to the website, masteryourlife.ca, or you can come to newyou.vip. So I am just praying for you that you, even if you've been struggling for decades with this, that you find it in your heart to want to get your body back. And I was looking through some pictures. So as I'm developing the website and trying to find some before pictures of when I was really, really overweight. And it's like, I don't know about you guys, but when you're overweight, you don't actually want anyone to see you. So it's like, I've got all these pictures of me, like with one finger in the screen, you know, pick photo, or with my leg in the photo, or like you can see my hair in the photo, or half my body, but you can't see my whole body. And it's, or I'd be hiding behind my children, you know, when they were really little before I'd lost the weight. And there's no good pictures of me for a full decade. So from more than that, like from the age 16 to 31 or 32. Yeah, there's just, I'm not in any pictures. And it's because I didn't want to be in any pictures. And I'm sure that many of you can relate to that. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to be in a nice picture, feel confident of yourself in a photograph, and to not feel like you need to hide behind things or that you'd like to hide behind things, but you know, maybe you haven't done that in a while, but maybe you have. So this is an opportunity for you to maybe take sort of your health back and to avoid those big health issues. So diabetes, sleep apnea, heart attack, I mean, the list goes on and on, right, guys? On and on and on. So if you want to find out more about that, come on over to the masteryourlife.ca website or the newyou.vip. And so enough about that. There you will get all the goodies, the details, and you can find out if you can book a call and see if it's a good fit for you also. So if it is a good fit for you, then we can enroll you. But if it's like not a fit, we can say thanks, and we will try to help you get some help where it would be most meaningful to you. So again, that's masteryourlife.ca or newyou.vip. All right. Now, switching gears. You know, this time of year, we're really focused on gardening and taking care of things in our garden. And all different kinds of fruits and vegetables. I was mentioning earlier in the interview that I'd gone to Kelowna, British Columbia, and they have beautiful fruit. And seasonally, it kind of moves up the valley. So from the U.S. Desert up into the Okanagan Desert Valley, and there's ripening of fruit all the way along. So you know, we kind of start with the usual things like blueberries and strawberries, and then gets into apricots and plums and nectarines and peaches. And it's all so delicious and tastes so, so, so good. So much better than anything you get from the store. And so, and it came home to our garden here in Alberta, in Camrose, Alberta. And we've got a beautiful garden also of, but not quite so much fruit here. So we've got apples and we've got potatoes and zucchini, and we had berries earlier in the year. So blueberries and raspberries. And, you know, we take time to pick all those things and to harvest them as much as we possibly can. And it just occurred to me that, again, this year, the whole ability to feed oneself, how important it is. You know, we've got food shortages going on. It seems like lots of people are worried about and experiencing this hyperinflation. So, and it's showing up in their grocery bills and their ability to buy, you know, and put food on the table. And so I'm very grateful for all the trees that I walked by and was able to, you know, grab an apple off of because they can be very filling. And so we take a lot of time and care in even harvesting the small things like mushrooms. We've got onions, we've got lettuce of all different varieties, some peas coming in now, lots of tomatoes. And they all just taste so good right now. So I want to encourage all of you who have gardens, you know, use what you can, share. Learning how to can is really important, and preserving stuff. And there's really great resources for being able to put up all different kinds of things. So you have a full pantry of yummy, delicious food. So in our pantry, we have we have lots of canned things, and we even tried experimenting with some things because of, you know, being concerned that, you know, maybe things won't be as available. So we've got some canned chickens, we've got chili that we made, we've got all kinds of jellies and jams, pickled beets, of course, beet relish, apples, all kinds of applesauce. So things that the babies can all eat as well, because we're not just feeding ourselves, we're also feeding generationally some little ones, you know. And I'm reminded about that wasn't that long ago that my dad was still alive and that he needed to eat an enormous amount of food because he had this movement disorder with his Huntington's disease. And so anywhere between 8,000 and 11,000 calories a day, he would need to eat in order to maintain his weight. And so in your family, maybe you've got a variety of people who have all different kinds of eating and food needs. And so being able to kind of have a diverse ability in the kitchen and being resourceful really can help to contribute to your family's bottom line. And so, you know, a lot of people dismiss or diminish kind of the value of being able to prepare a nice homemade meal, be able to serve it, and, you know, not make everybody sick. We've had some of those conversations along the way. But I have friends who they order Skip the Dishes all the time. Like, I don't even have that app on my phone, but it's for, you know, a family of two, you're easily looking at, you know, $50, and that's one day a week. So if you've got more people in your family and you're doing that on a regular basis, that can burn up a lot of your resources, right? So in terms of being resourceful, you can find great resources online for how to, you know, cook eggs 17 different ways, buy yourself some nice organic eggs, or find a farmer who's selling their eggs, and then you can get your hands on that kind of good good stuff. And we are dealing also with people with egg allergies in our family, so we've had to sub in some other things. So just think about all of the wonderful things, provisions that you can have at this time of year. And then how can you preserve them so that you can enjoy them into the fall and into the winter?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, More and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We've also got this wonderful thing called a tower garden. My son and daughter-in-law have been experimenting with growing a hydroponic little greenhouse. They have some things going in there that are very interesting, super lush. It's a pretty exact science because they're not using soil, but they've had a lot of success with all different kinds of herbs. They've been able to take their tomato plants and transplant them out into the regular garden. And that's taken a little bit for the tomato plants and the peas and the lettuce to be able to adapt to the outdoor conditions, but they've done it. And so, you know, they've become hardier. And so we've actually had this year an early crop of tomatoes and a later crop of tomatoes. And you can use tomatoes for all kinds of things. So you can can them for soups and stews. You can make salsa sauce. You can just make plain soup with your tomatoes. You can freeze tomatoes. So you can can them or freeze them. And they maintain their freshness and their tastiness for many, many months. And they can be used in all different kinds of dishes. So I love tomatoes and I love onion also, and garlic. So, we use those as the basis of a lot of recipes. So if you've, you know, you've got access to those things, you can learn how to can, you can make some fancy schmancy salsa sauce for yourself. And with this, gardens that are now, you can grow year round. That's so interesting, right? And you can really explore kind of how to be self-sufficient and still have really tasty food. So good nutrition and the taste being important. This year we had really beautiful looking lettuce, but it was very, very bitter, you know. So my son was actually doing some exploration around what's the, you know, proper fertilizer for different plants, and especially in the hydroponic laboratory. So he was reading some of the differences between the fertilizer used for carrots and beets versus lettuce and everything else. And it's a substantial difference. So if you're looking at gardening, or you're looking at hydroponics, or you're looking at maybe getting a tower garden for yourself so that you can have green leafy vegetables year round, I would just encourage you to do the research so that you can get the most out of all of your food efforts. And that you can really make things taste absolutely better than store-bought if you just take the time to learn a new skill. You know, so I've got my very best friend in the world who did not, she loved the kitchen, and then she had some discouragement. And then she's starting to, you know, love the kitchen again. But the difference in their food bill between when they're cooking and when they're not cooking is thousands of dollars a month. And so, you know, most people want to figure out ways to save money. And again, especially in this time when it seems like the prices of everything are going through the roof. So whether that's your fuel bill, your electricity bill at home, your all the land taxes and income tax, everything sort of going up, 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 your day-to-day cost of living going up, having good, nutritious food that doesn't cost you near as much as store-bought is a really good way of not only feeling good about yourself and increasing your self-esteem and giving yourself a pat on the back for making delicious food for yourself and your family, but also helps to keep money in your bank account, which is always a good thing. So that's kind of what the summertime brings us, is all this abundance of fruit and vegetables And then it's the kind of what we do with it. And in the fall, we also have friends who hunt. And I was watching this really great podcaster that I love from Great Britain. And he was talking about this big push now. It seems kind of psychologically that they're suggesting that us in Western cultures should be eating crickets and get used to eating insects. And that's a real thing, you know, so we've been talking about that for now, probably a couple of years, at least on this podcast, maybe three even, because I think we started talking about that at the beginning of 2020. And here we are, 2023. And the slow creep is a real one, you know, so the suggestion that we shouldn't be able to eat the foods that we like, and that somebody else should be forcibly making us eat the things that we don't like. And not saying that other cultures don't like that kind of food, but that's their culture and that's what they're used to eating. So what we're used to eating in our culture is meat and veggies and fruit. And we love it and we're going to keep on loving it. So again, just want to encourage everybody who wants to feed yourselves good food to find somebody who is a hunter maybe even and can help to fill your freezer for the winter. And you can maybe do tradesies on things, right? If you're really great at canning things and putting things up or in your freezer, or you're good at making like all different kinds of things like cabbage rolls and pierogies and fun food like that, you might be able to find somebody who would trade you for some meat. And so this whole bartering and trading thing, I'm seeing a big uptake in that also. You know, so cash is becoming less handed back and forth, and more people are actually using this sort of bartering system again, which is very interesting considering that the banks are trying to move us all towards these digital currencies. And so it's nice to use cash, and it's nice to also learn how to barter and to trade. And it's fun, you know, so you can make some new relationships, build some bridges with people who you may, maybe not ever would have considered it before. We see that farmers markets here are just in absolute full swing, packed with people. You know, I remember just a couple of years ago when everything was shut down completely. And I do want to encourage people to remember that, because it's only by remembering these things that we can prevent them from recurring. And so not being caught unawares, but being prepared for the things that are being whispered that are potentially going to be happening. So as we move through the rest of the summertime, I want to just encourage you all to get out in the sun, get lots of vitamin D, depending on where you live. Maybe that's not an issue for you, but for lots of us, we need to be more conscious about getting vitamin D and soaking up the sun. The early rays in the morning are purported to have less of the harmless or harmful UV spectrum. So you can check into that yourself and find out when's the best time of day for you to go outside hat-free and get as much sunbathing in on your bare skin as possible without disturbing the neighbors or the neighborhood. Right? Okay, so I had somebody give me a nudge and say, you need to answer a few more questions. So I'm going to do that about the weight loss thing. And maybe I'll have somebody come on and do a proper Q&A together about the whole weight issue. But some of the questions that people have asked me over the span of my life, when they find out I was overweight, first of all, I've been not overweight for like 25 years. And so most people, when they meet me now, of course, would have no frame of reference for that. Right. So I'm 55 now. So I was heavy till I was 30. And so there was some emotional stuff that went on, and that was the reason for me overeating. So I won't go into the whole details behind that. But the age that I started to gain weight, the age I started to fight with food, was about 10 years of age. And then I was overweight on and off for a lot of that. But I was athletic. And so I would be able to sort of, you know, if I was playing sports, then you wouldn't maybe notice that I had this disordered eating, dysregulated eating. But when I was not being athletic, I would pack on the weight. And so when I was explaining earlier, when I was 16, I went on Ionomen. I was also playing basketball, volleyball, badminton. I was in track and field. I was a very high level athlete, and I was just eating all the time as well. So I had put on some weight, and I was really uncomfortable in my body. And so when I looked at other people around me in grade 10, we had to do this thing called like initiation. And so the guys dressed up like Wonder Woman and the girls dressed up like the Incredible Hulk. I don't know if any of you were old enough to know what that all is, but it was just this funny thing that we did for one day to celebrate kind of being in grade 10. And so when I was looking around, I was dressed like the Hulk and I felt like the Hulk. And I looked around at my little petite friends, female friends, and I thought, gosh, you guys are all so petite and tiny, and I am this gargantuan girl. So I did not feel like I fit in, that's for sure. I felt like an Amazon. And in that time, the Amazon was not like a, I felt good about it. I felt like way too heavy and way bigger than everybody else, and more like a guy because I was athletic. So there you go. How did being heavier than you wanted to be affect your life? Okay, so I always chose bad partners for a lot of years in my life. So definitely affected my self-esteem. And I mean, along with other things, that was a big key though. And so the selection of partners. And then when you choose poor partners, you guys can extrapolate from that what happens in your life, right? So what happened in my life is I married people, and I was married twice, so married people who weren't that great. And that maybe it's because I wasn't that great, right? So just saying that the comfort to participate in some activities was definitely different. I shied away from doing many things that I probably would have participated in if I had felt comfortable in my body. So like dancing, so I just would sort of sit along the sidelines and not do the dancing thing. I was fine to go play athletic stuff, but definitely did not participate in the dancing sort of thing, you know, where you're going out and you're going to a dance, feeling comfortable that somebody nice is going to ask you to dance. Instead, it was this whole other thing where just the covering up of all the emotions through like probably having too many drinks, you know. So this is a lot of years now, but I can remember that, just feeling like I just need to be numbed out because this is too much to take. Every time I looked in the mirror, I thought, holy man, you are so heavy and so heavy. I remember I was counseling for this school division in Canada. And so I'm a counselor by trade. So I was counseling for the school division. And one of the teachers was a aerobics instructor. And so I was at a dance talking with her, saying, you know, whatever, about maybe going and taking her step class. And she just turned around and looked at me and she said, "Do you think you're overweight?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, because I was." She's like, "You would never know it because you just like walk around and you're all happy and, you know, like you're friendly to everybody." And I thought, wow, that's some snowdrop, because I didn't feel confident in my body at all. And they were all first year teachers, and I were all kind of around the same age, and they all seemed to be dating nice guys from town. And I just felt like such not good. I did not feel good about myself, that's for sure. And so, yeah, the perception that everyone else had too, right, about the comfort. I felt comfortable in my body. I was comfortable in my body. I'm like, oh no, I am absolutely not comfortable in my body. I would, and even at that time, definitely I was 100 pounds, or I would have been probably 70 pounds overweight when I was in that role. And I remember losing some weight probably when I was about 24 and getting into like a size 16 outfit for, well, some, you know, some formal thing that was very exciting. And I thought, oh, this is great, I'm in a size 16 outfit. But that was, I mean, I'm still huge compared to my, you know, compatriots. And when I say huge, I mean, they were size, you know, 8, 10, so half my size. And so that was a big a big deal because I didn't feel like I fit in. And so I wanted to fit in, right? And I wanted to be comfortable around other people. I would have never been caught dead in a bathing suit, not in a million years. And so I didn't swim for many years. And so that was a big deal. I didn't want to take my kids to swimming lessons. That was when I had them when I was 29 and 30. They're 18 months apart. And I just thought, you're going to be the kids that never have their mom in the pool because I'm not going in there. I'm not wearing a bathing suit. And so some people might say, did you feel fat shamed or something, like whatever this thing is now? I'm like, no, I was unhealthy and I knew it. You know, so nobody shamed me. Nobody was pointing a finger at me. Nobody was like any of that. It was all me going, wow, like you're really out of shape and you're really overweight. And how's that going to affect your kids? And I do think that people kind of want to take this route of accepting being really overweight, that it's okay to be really overweight, and that you know, we're designed in this beautiful body that we're given at birth most of the time. And it's our job kind of to take care of that, the temple, right? And so when things happen that we don't take care of the temple, when you have advisors or people around you who keep saying, well, that's okay to not take care of your temple, is that really helpful? Like, I don't think so. I want you to feel great in your body. That's what I wanted. I want somebody around me who would say, I want you to feel great. I want you to feel great in your body. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to be able to breathe. I want your kids to be seeing you around and a happy mom for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And that's the kind of encouragement and mentors I was looking for. So, and without having my butt kicked, you know, about everything too. So I found my way, a very gentle way. And I won't give up that little the tidbit, because that can be for the, you know, maybe for the people who come into the weight loss program, or maybe I'll talk about it, you know, on another episode when I'm being interviewed at a later date. But it wasn't anything abusive or abrupt or surgical. It was something completely different. And I think that's why I've been able to maintain this now for 25 years. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you know anyone who's struggling with weight, with being overweight, any amount of weight, really, if they're still alive, please have them come and check out the masteryourlife.ca website. Book a call with us at newyou.vip, and let's help you to potentially lose some weight and feel great. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. I'm Leah Mattinson. Love yourselves. Love each other. Mind your minds. That's all for me. Bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.